You saw in the spa's calendar that the salamander, the tall, scaled lizard girl from the plains, Helia, is going to be in attendance in the uncorrupted city of Taladra at the Health and Sexual Wellness Workers Spa, which is a collective enterprise from an assortment of courtesans, lovers for hire, masseuses, medical practitioners, and other people who help you to feel good, or at least to feel better. Her visits to the city are rare. She's a creature of open spaces, the mountain or the plains. She would much rather wrestle someone over who will be on top in sex than wrestle with gate guard inspections, navigating crowds, filling out paperwork. But she promised the woman who runs the therapeutic collective at the Taladra Spa that she would show up and offer her services regularly. And she seems to be the type to keep her promises. Quite calm when she's in town, at least when she's with you. Though her wild attitude shows through in every way. You noted when she would be in town, last time you were here. And you've kept careful count of the days so you could come see her again. The large building with its courtyard and dual hallways. Inside, there are a ton of different rooms containing different spa services and workers one can sign up for, make appointments with. Both relaxing and sexual. And today, the services you seek are decidedly sexual. Her listing simply said, hot and cold sauna treatment. So, there's something in mind there. You don't know what that means, and there's no further description. So you signed up. When you walk in the door of the place, you notice the demure cat girl in a kimono behind the desk is holding out a small disc of wood with a carved number on it. These placards are used to enter the various rooms, in your case, room 3. Rooms are along hallways to both sides, ringing the courtyard where people often cool down after their sessions. But the cat girl knew your appointment, knows your face, or was told to look out for you. Everything's cool and calm in here. There are plants, fountains, the citizens of Taladra milling to and fro in the popular establishment, satisfied looks on their faces. It's not so debauched as a brothel, but neither so innocent as a clinic. You follow the tiled floor down one hall, counting off the colored tiles, until, some distance along, you come to the wooden door marked with a 3. The privacy screen inside of the window, for every door has a window, which can be left open by the more exhibitionistic clients, but the screen in this one is pulled down, concealing all within from view. You turn the handle on the door, take a deep breath, and push. It opens easily. Steam washes out over you. You close it quickly behind you to keep it in. You see her. She's over 7 feet tall, looming in the room, but these rooms are built for creatures as large as she and larger. There are some centaurs operating out of this very building, after all. Helia has long red hair, which is draped down over her shoulders now, instead of in the ponytail she's often worn when working here in the past. She is built. She has dusky skin, a considerable amount of lean muscle, E-cup breasts, massive, barely contained in her orange and red bikini. Despite her fitness, or perhaps because she's carefully maintained her body, her ass is bountiful. Muscles on her legs, scales on her arms, parts of her chest, but you know they are soft and not diminished in their protective quality despite that. Her hips are wide. Your eyes keep coming back to the truly huge breasts, but the way her bikini shows off her ass, the flesh of her thighs, is not lost on you either. Like what you see? The show ain't free. Get in here. She gestures you toward the center of the room. And you must not move quickly enough because she crosses the distance to you instantly. Her tail, that long red lizard tail, flames banked upon it, lashing behind her. The scales on her forearms are harder than the ones in the rest of her body, and her claws are pointed sharp. She picks you up by the shirt of your comfortable clothing, lifting you, and carries you to the center of the room herself. Your eyes, your head tilted forward, your eyes on her breasts. Hard to look away. She holds you up like that, easily, effortlessly. She's truly huge. Your eyes stay locked on her tits. You swallow with difficulty. She radiates actual physical warmth, as well as her obvious lust. Lust for dominance, control, a little wrestling, and, you know, sex. 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 You wonder what she plans to do with you. Effortlessly still holding you up, she turns you. Turning her body, turning you at the end of her arm, extended. She's making sure her tits are in view. Her other arm is up under them, pushing them upward, creating a deeper valley of cleavage. She does clear her throat, though, indicating the wider room. With a jerk of her shoulder that sets her tits jiggling, she's sending very mixed signals. You tear your eyes away. She laughs ominously. You note two huge wooden tubs against the wall, and next to them a box, also in wood, with a hinged lid. Today we're going to do a little, well, we can call it play, but this is a challenge. I want to see just how long you can last. I know you'll lose, but you always have fun fighting me anyway, right? She pulls you closer to her body then, pushing you between her tits, rubbing them on either side of you, holding you tight with her arms wrapped around in a bear hug. You're my only appointment today, so it's good to see you again. Seems I've got a reputation as a rough time. They don't know what they're missing, even though they're right. She walks you over, still sandwiched between her tits, pushing the bra right up between them, holding you between those huge breasts, leaning down, planting a kiss on your lips, her long forked tongue sliding inside, searching. No ceremony, no doubt, no shyness. She wanted something, and she took it, and you're happy to oblige, sucking on her tongue, welcoming it into your mouth, already aroused at her presence surrounding you. She's so warm. In response to her remarks, you do imagine the citizens of the uncorrupted city suffering her tender mercies, and you have to agree, most of them might not be up for it. But you can't really believe they made the right decision when you feel her breast sticking slightly to you. And then she sets you down, lets you stand, pushes you away just a little from her tits. You stand there, shaky on your feet. She brings her hands up and strips off her bikini, untying a string at the side, letting it fall away. Her nipples are about half an inch long. Her areolae are quite large. They must have been occupying most of the cup of the bikini. And she's slipping off the bottom part as well, revealing a pussy that is bare and dripping. And gorgeous. She turns so you can see her ass, her tail raising up, curling over her shoulder, the tip of it wiggling. You know what she can do with that prehensile length. You also know it's very sensitive, so you resolve to stimulate it if you get any chance at all. She walks toward you, leans down, her breasts right in front of your face. Let's skip right to what I want, then. You can back out, and I'll just have my way with you. But if you last longer than me, then you can have some fun. I'll do whatever you want. She squeezes her breasts together, rubs them on your shoulder. Of course, I'm already doing you a favor by not just wrestling you to the ground. Still, I'm not supposed to. And I took my sword. For all her bravado, she doesn't actually seem interested in fighting with you. She seems eager to show you whatever game she's devised. So you just nod and let her get to it. But she doesn't do that yet. The huge, fiery woman leans down and pushes one breast against your face, her nipple sliding against your lips. You open and suck on it eagerly. She moans, and then you hear the slick sound of her fingers teasing her folds. She must be so wet inside now that she's parted her lips, which were seamlessly pushed together before. She's making no attempt to hide that she's masturbating as you suck on her breast. She stops the moment you stop sucking, but you notice that her tongue was hanging out a little. She sucks it back into her mouth, and then she walks over to the wooden box, As she walks, she sways her hips exaggeratedly, her ass bouncing, a fair bit of jiggle to it, her tail still raised, so you can actually see when she bends over to adjust something on the box. You can see her butt, you can see her asshole, her pussy, everything on display. And the way she shakes and rolls her hips tells you she wants it that way. She lifts the lid of the box, revealing that the inside is deeply set, right down to the wheeled portion on the bottom that must have allowed it to be moved in here. Indeed, she could even fit in the space inside. There's a bench in there to sit on. This is one of those single-person saunas. You see a little grate under which coals can be fired, just a few of them, and you see there are water buckets lodged in the sides inside. There's probably some charm or magic to make the whole thing work correctly, but you know what she has in mind. Right about the moment you see that the two tubs next to the sauna contain ice cubes floating on the surface and seem to be also held at their temperature with some mechanism or magic. Sauna to ice. Her clear intention. I learned about this a little while ago when I tried it. I made some adjustments, though. It wouldn't be fair if I were allowed to just keep my temperature up, so you watch as the flame on her tail goes out. When we're in the sauna, I won't heat you up extra. Oh, you're not getting in it alone. She turns toward you. One arm is still under her breasts and is now raising and lowering them, letting them bounce. But her other arm slides across her body and down, making quite an attractive framing between one arm and shoulder and the arm underneath her breasts from the other one. But she's reaching down between her legs, and she's spreading her lips. You hear them. You're not just going to be in the sauna. You're going to be right up against me, and we're both going to do whatever we want. And whoever comes first loses. And if you make it through that phase, whoever stays in the water longest wins. Unless you want to admit defeat now. You look at the chilly water, the steam already rising from the opened sauna. You gulp, but your eyes keep being drawn back to her. Being allowed to do whatever you want, being in those tight, tight confines with her. There's no world where you'd say no. You see now that she's unfolded a little, that this is actually a stored-down version of a two-person, maybe three-person sauna, because the top part that you thought was just a hatch has unfolded, affixed to the wall, and raised to form a little roof. It's actually a very compact model for that. There's light inside, provided by some kind of small contraption. And she walks right in, sitting on the bench at the back of the sauna. You follow her right inside, pulling off your clothes before you go in. She watches, licking her lips, the position she's seated with her elbows resting on her thighs, her hands hanging between her legs just in front of her, her tail wrapped around her thigh. She's smiling, liking what she sees, shoulders hunched forward, leaning in a relaxed position. You see the scales on her glisten with moisture. You approach. Step inside. The door closes behind you, and you sit down on a bench, not too close to her, not in contact, not really knowing how to begin. Once you're in there, she pushes a button on a panel, and the air instantly begins to dry and heat. Don't think you're going to get to sit over there, she says. And then she stands up. She can stand up fully in it, so it is tall enough now that it's unfolded. But she hunches a little because she immediately slides down next to you, wraps one arm around your shoulder, pushes her colossal rack against your arm, your chest turning. She drapes her long, warm legs over your lap, seated on the bench, laying down, or at least laying partially over you. The two of you have no towels in there, but you do notice that there were some outside, so presumably you'll be able to dry off your sweat at the end. And with the heat assailing your body, you're already starting to sweat. Even she seems warmed a little, maybe because of the dry air. There is a little bucket of water, and you can see the hatch in the floor where you could pour it over the coals to produce more steam. But just now she has you anchored in place, her long, warm, muscular legs draped over your lap, pinning you where you are, her clawed, lizard-like hind feet resting against the wall next to you. Slid as close as she can, her butt pushing against your thigh, against your leg, pulling you to her, one arm around your shoulder, in intimate and close contact with her. She's very flexible, as she makes clear when she leans up, kisses, licks, massages, behind your ear, along your neck, just close to you. You know, if you don't get me hot and bothered, I'm already winning. She sounds smug about it. I give you permission to touch all you want and you do this. Am I not the hottest piece of ass in the world? Come on. She slides one hand between your legs immediately, upping the stakes, roving from kissing at the nape of your neck and behind your ear to kissing you full on the lips, fastening her lips to yours, her hair draping over her shoulders, brushing against yours, her boobs now pushed more to the front of you as she's more sitting in your lap than sitting next to you now. The weight of her, the heat of her, pinning you there. You hear something click. And you realize her tail had disentangled from her thigh, has reached over and poured a ladle full of water on the coals. You hear the hiss. And she kisses you more deeply, her tongue twining in. You push back, pressing your tongue against hers. The heat on your skin is getting intense. Sweat is running down your scalp, your whole body. You feel yourself growing aroused from her presence and from the game the two of you are engaged in. She does seem to love her contests. You slide a hand between her legs, finding her pussy, and slip a finger inside. She moans, throwing her head back, removing her tongue from your mouth. You're gonna have to do better than that, though. And then, as though she was waiting for you to make the first real move. And now that you have made the first move, her hands are upon you, one finding its way between your legs, so each of you are touching the other's pussy. She's running just the palm of her hand over your clit, careful to keep her clawed fingertips away from your delicate skin. And then you feel her shift, for though she cannot touch you directly with her digits just now, in the state the two of you are in, her tail, her long tapered lizard tail, is sliding up between the two of you, positioning the tip at the entrance to your snatch. That big thing could easily spear, spread, stretch, and fuck you. You know how much control she has over that prehensile lizard tail. You've seen her piston it in and out of herself before, when she's truly aroused. And then she speaks. I'm not gonna go easy on you. You can surrender any time. She says it, but she says it while having to suck her tongue in to keep it from hanging out. Your massage of her sex, your rubbing of her clit now and then with your thumb, is having an effect. You focus, closing your eyes and preparing for the thrust you know she's going to deliver. You slide another hand between her legs, both of your hands reaching out, rubbing her clit hard with one, the other pushing fingers in. She begins to pant. That tongue, you can hear it hanging out. She tries to suck her saliva in. Oh, yeah, go for it. Fuck, yeah. She's a little dominant and assertive, even though the two of you have barely begun and the game is not decided. Your other hand, you're pushing three fingers in, driving them in and out of her, rapidly fucking. She leans back. You feel her lean back away from you, pushing her pussy toward you in the process. And this removes the palm of her hand from your clit. It gives you time enough to compose yourself and catch your breath, because she's forgotten about her tail for a moment. She's basking in your hot fingering, in your massage of her clit, but no, she didn't forget. She was just aligning it for the perfect thrust. Her tail, her long tail, is slipping in, spreading you. She's adjusting its heat upward a little. Her body's always warm, but she banks it downward to keep you safe. But she can control how hot her tail is with particular precision. She's turning the magical heat upward, making you warm from the inside out, like a dildo coated in heated lube, except this is decidedly alive and able to apply pressure inside your pussy in all the right ways. The sweat on your thighs, which are shaking, is really quite pronounced as you squeeze around her tail. It's just there inside of you, a hot, heavy presence within you. It doesn't move quickly because it doesn't need to. You drive your fingers more and more desperately in and out of her, trying to distract her, reaching for her where she's leaning back on the bench, leaning back with her arms across the back of the bench, looking down at you in a dominant, assertive, cool and poised position, only her tail moving while she enjoys the pleasure of you rubbing her sex. You're not quite sure how it happened. Maybe part of you admitted that you really want her to fuck you deep with that prehensile tail. But you're kneeling on the floor of the sauna now, closer to her legs, closer to her pussy. It's marginally less warm right there. But you have both your hands reaching for Helia's wet sex, one pushing three fingers inside, the other manipulating her clit with desperation. Her tail followed you through the whole movement, the whole maneuver as you fell to your knees. It is still inside of you, but now it's coming up directly from below, making it easier to raise and drop your hips on it. And you are doing so, helping her to fuck you, despite the nature of your game. Rising up, dropping down, rising up. Dropping down, you ride that tail. It is getting soaked with your juices. The less scaly parts of her body, the softest parts, like between her thighs, where your hands are lodged. Those parts of her show her sweat standing out, her huge bare tits above. You look up at them, drooling. She leans forward enough to gaze down at you, arousal painted on her features. Oh, that's how I like it. You've already given up, haven't you? She rests one of her long legs over your shoulder and curves it, pushing your face toward her pussy, snaring you in by snaking that leg behind you until your nose is pressed to her clit and you have to move your arms out of the way to brace on the bench as your tongue comes into contact with her folds. Her tail keeps thrusting now, keeping you on the back foot, keeping you lost in the insidious muscular force of it pressing in. Until your pussy feels absolutely stretched and incredible around that heated appendage. Then it pulls out. It empties you, leaving you aching, wanting it back. Nothing is touching your clit, but the muscles of her thighs around your head, the smell of her sex, powerful even in the dry, hot sauna, your skin prickling, your mind melting. You don't need your clit touched right now for this experience to be so arousing that you simply cannot take it. You extend your tongue and push it inside, tasting her. She groans, twitching, a twitch that runs through her whole body, but she quickly reasserts muscular control and keeps you pinned right where you belong, between her thighs. The taste is too much. She's so aroused, her juices so hot that they flow down your throat, and the thrum of her tail fucking you is this leisurely, continuous, spreading pleasure. The way she's leaning back with her arms resting on the back of the bench seat above you, confident in her superiority in this moment, her legs clamped around your head as you service her sex and admit your defeat. Some part of the tapered lizard appendage touches you just right. That tail collides with your clit, rubs deep inside, climax arrives, noisy and powerful in your head, full of a light that embeds in the sense memory of licking her pussy. It goes all the more deeply inside you. You lap, lick, push your face desperately, providing friction for her to grind her clit against, and she does, rising up off the bench just a little. You take every bit of her clit into your mouth then, forgetting about licking inside her folds, focusing instead on maximum pleasure while you're still coming. You memorize her taste as you come, climaxing in shaking, moaning abandon, moaning into her folds, her clit breathing across her, with the lizard woman's powerful muscular legs all around you, her breasts bouncing above as she twitches, her body twisting from what you are doing. You know her tail is an erogenous zone, and so she is able to feel your trembles, your squeezes as you come, both the involuntary and your deliberate follow-up, clamping your pussy as tight as you can. You come with her tail deep inside, throbbing, moving, your insides clamping down as waves travel up from between your legs, through your stomach to your brain. You are floating, riding those waves, and never once do you stop serving her with your mouth and tongue, taxing your endurance as lightheadedness arrives in the heat of the sauna. The delicious, memorable lover above you is filling your brain to bursting as her tail now jerkily moves within your still climaxing cunt, because she is close as well. All through your experience, you run your tongue up and down, suck on her clit, vary your movements to try and throw her off guard. You begin throwing any sensitive, arousing maneuver you can at her. Oh, fuck. Keep it up. Are you coming? Coming from my tail in you? She drives it deep as she says that, moving it around, thrusting it deep as she pushes part of it against your clit. You come with her tail in you, coming, still coming, still trying to stimulate her, rubbing your tongue hard on her clit again. Any eagerness you show to her sopping cunt is echoed in the way that she squeezes tighter against you, hunching her body forward. You feel her lean, flexibly, letting her breasts fall on either side of your head as her muscled belly is convulsing. You look up and see. She's still squeezing. Now she is coming on your tongue. There's no doubt you came first, with the thick taste of her juices flowing down your throat, her open, moaning mouth as she groans above, as she just contorts and squeezes. You feel how her sweated body is clinging to you. Her hands, big, strong, fall on your back, rubbing around, massaging, encouraging, just through contact. She isn't using words at this point, but is lost in her own climax as you are in yours. Her tail never stops thrusting. One of her clawed hands moves to the top of your head. She stands slow, pulling her pussy away. You still see it, squeezing, the lips convulsing, closing, where it had been spread with arousal a moment before. A strand of her feminine juices sticks to your tongue, and it only snaps when she gets up and walks around you, leaving a few drops to trail down on your lips onto your chin. Her taste is lingering in your mind. She's stood, even though she was shaky for one moment. You are still kneeling, and her tail is still in you. Her taste in your throat filling your body with desire. She stands, pushes the door open. A rush of cool air blasts over you both. Her clawed feet step gingerly onto the cool tile floor. You see her gorgeous ass dappled with sweat, and the tail from just above it trailing down. She's swaying her hips deliberately, walking out of the sauna box. It's like her tail inside of you has you tethered to her body. The salamander leads you, her tail inside curling and pushing against your G-spot, thrusting more pleasure into your brain. She leads you toward a glass-lined cubicle in one corner of the room, a simple and utilitarian shower for washing each other off. You came, didn't you, lover? So you lost. So now I'm gonna use you. I'm gonna fuck you. I'm gonna use your tongue. I'm gonna do everything and anything. First, I think we'll start with the tail fuck. Get in there. She pulls the door open. The cubicle's just big enough for the two of you to squeeze inside. You're being led by the tail still lodged in your pussy, wetly thrusting and filling the air with obscene sexual sounds. We didn't even use the tub, so we've got plenty of time. Get up against the wall. She points to one of the two blank walls in the cubicle, without the taps or showerhead. You lean against it, stepping on the cool tile in the shower, spreading your legs. That's right. Show it off. She reaches out and grabs your ass, spreading the cheeks, looks down at where her tail is sliding into your pussy and out. I can feel you squeezing. You like being looked at? Ride it. Fucking take it. She keeps your butt cheek in her hand, and then grips your hip with the other, and then moves you on and off of her tail by force in addition to its own prehensile thrusting. She can get a lot more thrust when she's manually using you like a sleeve around it. The tail quickly pistons a few times. You have to stand still, hands on the wall, legs spread, marveling at how that powerfully muscled appendage can find its way so deep inside, thrusting with such leverage, no matter how you move or squirm. Of course, all your movements are willing movements to try and give it more access to you, but your pussy is still spasming in aftershocks, blow after blow to your senses. It takes a lot of effort just to keep your mind in this world in the first place. And you're focusing all of your attention as you look back over your shoulder from leaning against the wall, focusing on her tits, huge as they are, her muscles, the sweat all through her mane of red hair, the way her backside jiggles when she turns inside profile, steps into the shower over the rim. And you're still attached to her tail, You squeeze your inner walls as much as your pussy muscles can, emphasizing your own pleasure, riding her tail. She seems to respond. Her hand is between her legs, masturbating as you squeeze and squeeze. Now stay right there, face first. Turn away. She tells you to turn your face back to the wall in front of you so you can't see any of what she's doing. I'll just get this thing lined up. You see her climbing over her own tail and then running it down between her legs. That's the last thing you see before you turn back to the wall, but you know that now when she thrusts it in and out of you, it's going to brush against her labia and clit, stimulating her like a strap-on dildo with an inset portion. She's going to tail-fuck you and use her tail as a strap-on to let her get off from filling your soaked, recently climaxed, already climbing toward another one pussy. Your vision fades slightly, so you close your eyes, you grip one of the rails in the shower, keep your ass faced toward her, your head faced forward. The tall, busty salamander heat beating off her, steam from residual moisture in the shower. You surrender your body to her designs. You lost this time, but next time you're sure you'll at least hold out until both of you are submerged in the tub. She has the mercy to run cool water over both of you. And you shiver, but she heats you up so much that the only shivers that persist are pleasure finding its way out of your overfucked and still climaxing quim, and then leaking your juices all over her tail as she fucks you, keeping her hands on your hips and riding you deep, stretching you with her thrusts, using her muscles and the tail, topping you perfectly with her own pussy gushing from time to time as she reassures you, yeah, lover, nice, sweet, tight cunt all around my tail. Just what I deserve. Maybe you'll win next time and you can use mine. And compare. Her words are heavy with arousal, like she likes the idea. And that's all you hold on to, all you need, and probably all you remember when you wake up a few hours later. Your purse missing some gems for payment. You're laying there nude, tucked into a pile of your clothes in the corner, with a coating of saliva over your pussy, your chest, your cheek, indicating she had clearly cleaned you up post-shower with her own tongue to mark you. You remember she always does invite you to visit her on the plains. Maybe there. She'd still be beside you when you woke up, even. You know she doesn't love it in the city. And your haze, your pleasure haze, your overfucked, overclimaxed, over-aroused memory of her. The signs of her affection would surely be even better, you think, as at hand trails between your legs, the way hers so often does. It seems she's a bad influence on you, on your pussy, on every twitching muscle in your aching body, now cooled down to room temperature, but with a very distinct memory of heat drifting in the background.